All right, from money and politics to sports, the
no
Super
corruption
Bowl.
Here, nothing to see. Move along.
So let me introduce Bill Littlefield, who has a habit of jumping the gun. Bill is here as he does every week to talk about sports. Bill, the Super Bowl is just a month away. The New England Patriots are gearing up to get there. They beat the New York Jets last weekend. They have home field advantage into the AFC half of the playoffs, and they're the number one seed in the AFC, which means they have this week off. So things look pretty good for them, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's quite fair to say that they're gearing up for the Super Bowl by beating the Jets. they're going to have to beat some
better
teams.
It's a step along the way. Okay.
Yeah, they would have been in the playoffs in any case, which made last weekend's game kind of moot. But that's all right. Yeah, they're ready to go, and I'm sure that when the time comes, Bill Belichick will have them prepared to do as well as it possibly can.
So Bill Belichick said that this week off is about the team members and that each individual player and coach trying to look for areas of improvement for himself or his group and what he does, unquote.
Sorry.
Wake up, Bill, now.
Yeah.
Now the Pats are already the number one seed. What else do they need to do as they head into the playoffs?
Well, I think they have to do what they do every week. Obviously, they have a terrific advantage over the teams that have to play this coming weekend because they get to rest their weary bones and torn muscles and aching ligaments and all the rest of it. I think the other thing that the Pats and their fans have to do is recognize that although it's become customary to assume that the Patriots will at least get to the Super Bowl, if not win the Super Bowl, there are 13-3 teams out there. The Steelers, the Eagles, and the Vikings have all won 13 games and lost only three. So it's not going to be an easy road. You can't take any of this for granted, monstrously successful as Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have been.
No, it's true. There have been years when, in fact, they have not won the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. Probably a good idea to remember that from time to time.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Another advantage that the Patriots have, I mean, especially with all these playoff games being played at Gillette Stadium, might be the freezing temperatures of New England weather, right?
Yeah, that's the old Green Bay Packers argument, you know, that when you play on the frozen tundra, the team that's used to the frozen tundra is likely to do a little better than the team that had to come from Dallas.
Right.
Or Los Angeles or wherever
it
might be.
And we know that the Patriots used the cold weather in some real sort of mental warfare against the New York Jets last weekend.
I think Bill Belichick was warming up, so to speak. He put a thermometer in the tunnel where the Jets had to come into the stadium, and then he put another one behind their bench just to remind them about how cold it was. And there was no thermometer behind the Patriots bench. It just reminds you of the old Red Auerbach trick, you know, where he used to turn the heat way up in the Boston Garden locker room for the visitors and exhaust them before the game began.
Now, you also have a quarterback, Tom Brady, who is known to thrive, his ability to thrive in the cold. And here he is at a press conference after the game that the team making the point that the team makes it makes a point of practicing in the cold weather. Here's what he said.
And we were outside in the stadium, and I thought everyone got a good handle on what to expect in the pass game and the kicking game. I think it's a real advantage for us. So just being here, practicing it, understanding the how it's going to affect things.
All right, so a possible advantage there for the Patriots. Bill, I want to move on and sort of stick with the NFL in general and spend a little time talking about concussions and a new possible approach to head injuries. Tell us about this.
Well, there's this guy, Jim Kovac, who's a former NFL player and after his career in football and actually during his career in football studied and went to medical school and is now a doctor. And he has a very interesting statement in an article that just came out today in sportsillustrated.com. He has said that he does not believe that there's anything that can be done in terms of equipment or rule changes that will help players avoid the kind of injuries that have led to degenerative brain damage. And that's striking. Mm-hmm. He goes on to say that he's now associated with a company that is trying to develop a medical technology, has something to do with a molecule that they've discovered that can pass through the brain-blood barrier that will treat concussions and subconcussive hits, brain damage in general, either before it happens or shortly after it happens. This would be something new. This would be something utterly revolutionary. And even the best guess is that it will not be available for some time, at least 5 or 6 years. But to me, the most striking part of this whole story is here's a guy who's been a player and is now a doctor and who says, you know what? New equipment isn't going to change anything. New rules aren't going to change anything. These guys are still beating themselves up badly. And so we're going to look in another direction. We're going to look for a medical way to address it after it happens, or in some cases, maybe even before it happens.
Interesting. You know, I was struck by a tweet from NPR's Scott Simon, who tweeted out about this. Not watching football today. Haven't really all year, except for the highlights. And he went on to say, I'll watch the Super Bowl and cover football as news, but I've passed the point as a fan. We've learned how the sport leads to so much human wreckage. Hard to cheer for it as a game.
He's right.
All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You hear it here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.